Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
We are just weeks away from what is expected to be a hotly contested general election. What are the thoughts and expectations of political parties taking part? What's their state of readiness as we approach May 29? On Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann today, we catch up with the leader of the United Democratic Movement, Bantu Kholomisa. Mr. Kholomisa, thank you for your time. How would you describe your party's state of readiness as we speak?
We have done everything we can, we could. We can say we are ready to participate in the forthcoming elections. We just pray that they would be peaceful and that they would be free and fair.
2019, I think it's fair to say, was reasonably disappointing for your party. You got just under 0.5% of the vote. Obviously, planning on improving those numbers this time around.
We are, and especially that the campaign we've been having in this country, we were vindicated through Zondo Commission. As you are aware, that we have been betting on a wicket of anti-corruption and promoting ethics of good governance. So I'm happy that at least our campaign even culminated in stopping the sale of SAA, as well as showing the door to the Speaker of the National Assembly.
Could you just repeat that for me again? We lost you. Showing the door to the Speaker of?
The United Democratic Movement successfully shown the door to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Mapisa Ngagula. She is no longer the Speaker. That project was a UDM project.
Could we take a look at your manifesto, Mr. Kholomisa? What are the major issues that you are focusing and campaigning on going into May 29?
Firstly, we are calling for an economic revival system of South Africa because it is producing nothing. And coupled to that is the question of creating stability for investors to come and invest in South Africa. There's no way that the investors from outside and even from those who are within would be prepared to put their money into the system if the security is not guaranteed. I'm talking about the levels of high crime. The crime is very high, and we need to reduce that drastically. People are living in fear everywhere throughout the country. We cannot live like this.
There are lots of new parties that are contesting a general election for the first time. I'm thinking of MK, Rise Mzansi, there's Build One South Africa, there's Action SA. Your general thoughts, these new parties that have emerged, are they a threat to the ruling party or to each other? What do you think?
Some will take a big chunk from the ANC, others will take a big chunk from the DA. So it's good that at least the voters of South Africa will be exposed to a bigger menu this time. And that would be in line with the promoting of checks and balances. Because one-party dominance has proven to us that it breeds corruption, nothing else but corruption.
What is your position on coalitions and entering coalitions if you're invited to do so as the UDM?
The coalitions are here to stay in South Africa, and it's a good thing. All what we need to do is to allow those who will be sitting around the table to negotiate after elections and try and integrate the manifestos of various political parties so that their constituencies can feel that they are represented at the main table. UDM has no preconditions for coalition. We will take the cue from the results of the vote of the election so we can sit around the table with any political party in South Africa. Our aim is for South Africans to unite and make sure that we carry on the dream of our struggle stalwarts and others in this country.
What is your reading of the mood of the electorate as we head into the general elections? Some say they are frustrated, others suggest they are energized. How do you read things?
I think the both words are relevant. There are those who are frustrated there are those who are energized to say it looks like we've got a better menu this time around, and that the studies which we have been monitoring shows us that the people are fed up with the ruling party or fed up with the one-party state.
Most of the surveys that we've had a look at as well have voters picking out crime and poverty / unemployment as major issues. Do you have any particular strategies as the UDM to tackle those?
The best thing, first of all, we need to move away from this concept of portraying this country or ourselves as consumers only. We need to find an ingredient to make sure that we bake a bigger cake so that we can divide among South Africans. In other words, as long as our economy is performing poorly, we will never address most of these issues. Lastly, the question of poverty. We can, if the state intervenes, especially for those who live in rural areas, to make sure that at least we invest in food security. In other words, they must make use of the land they have.
We are, as we speak, exactly 3 weeks out from the general election. How will you be spending 3 weeks between now and May 29 as leader of the UDM? Where are you going? Who are you addressing? Where will you be?
I will be focusing in the Eastern Cape this coming Friday, for instance. We are launching the manifesto of which I will be using as a premier candidate in the Eastern Cape. I've been to a number of provinces. The last one was Gauteng 2 days ago. And then I will be focusing in the Eastern Cape, in almost all the regions.
The leader of the United Democratic Movement, the UDM, Bantu Halamisa, thank you very much for your time and for joining us today on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Go well.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.